They were two tweets that sent global stock markets into a tailspin. President Trump doubled down on his self-proclaimed love of tariffs yesterday by tweeting that he would increase existing tariffs on China and maybe slap new tariffs on even more Chinese exports. All this was a surprise salvo ahead of Chinese trade talks scheduled for Wednesday in Washington. The World's Jason Margolis has been following this trade war since it began a year ago. Jason, first, humor us. What's a tariff?
A tariff is a tax on imports. So if you're buying something from China, let's say you're buying a microphone from China, it costs $100 and there's a 25% tariff, you have to pay $25 at the border in order to import that. And the idea is if this microphone now costs $125, maybe you'll buy it from someplace else. Maybe you'll buy an American microphone that costs $110.
So the Trump administration first put tariffs on Chinese goods last summer. What's he hoping to accomplish by adding more tariffs?
Well, there's a lot of issues at play here. The big one for President Trump is he likes to say China is ripping us off. And what he means by that is they're selling us more stuff than we're selling them. Now, most economists say this is nonsense. We're buying more stuff from them because we want their stuff and we have the money to pay for it. So that's the big one. There's other things. There's forced technology transfer, meaning that if I'm an American company and I want to do business in China, they often will force American companies to share technology secrets. There's a range of issues. And so by President Trump threatening to increase tariffs, he's putting more pressure on the Chinese.
Jason, it seems like tariffs are one of the few things that can really bring a whole lot of different people together.
Right. Everybody hates tariffs. I've talked to a lot of economists. I've yet to find one who says, yeah, tariffs are a good idea. I've talked to American farmers in the Midwest who are Trump supporters who say these tariffs are a bad idea. I've talked to solar producers. There are tariffs enacted on solar panels to help the solar industry. And I've talked to people in the solar industry in the United States who say tariffs are not the right way to go. So pretty much across the board, everybody says tariffs are not a good idea. They're a crude instrument from the 19th century that shouldn't be used today.
So why does President Trump like them so much?
Somehow he got the advice that tariffs are an effective strategy. Maybe in this case, he'll prove us all wrong. Maybe he got the Chinese to come to the table more quickly than they would have without the tariffs. Maybe he'll be the great deal maker he says he is. But thus far, it's not looking like the case.
So is his thinking a really literal one? Like, if you have more tariffs, that means more revenues for the United States because they're basically a tax on foreign imports?
Right, exactly. So he has tweeted this out. He has said, we are raising lots and lots of revenue. And I asked this question recently to an economist, David Weinstein at Columbia University. And I asked him just how much revenues are the tariffs generating for the U.S. Treasury?
Oh, it's a small number. It's a small number. The U.S. economy is a $20 trillion
economy. So he starts to do the math. The amount of revenues we're taking into the U.S. Treasury is a drop in the bucket. So Trump is clearly overselling it. And Weinstein at Columbia adds that tariffs are likely slowing down the U.S. economy because businesses dislike the uncertainty.
Many producers don't know what U.S. policy is going to be. And if they can't make plans, they're not going to do investment. And if they don't do investment, that can become a very big drag on the economy.
Closing thoughts, Jason. Are Trump's threats bluster or real?
That's a great question. I don't know. Nobody knows. What we do know is that Chinese officials are threatening to pull out of talks that were scheduled for Wednesday, and they were close to the finish line. So you have two things going on there. Maybe Chinese officials don't want to show that they are caving in to Trump's threats. On the other hand, they want to get a deal done because the Chinese economy, while still robust, is slowing down. And so Chinese officials may be thinking, let's just ignore the latest tweets, keep negotiating, and try and get a deal done, move past this.
The World's Jason Margolis. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Carol.